Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Six photos and the videos from the doorbell camera, the first visual evidence in 11 days, a masked individual in gloves carrying that backpack and the holstered weapon approaching the door covers the camera with cilantro or brush or whatever the hell that was. Every frame in that tells the story, the gear, the movement, the improvisation. And what does it actually tell us? That's what I want to get into right now. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, is with us to help get a take on what exactly it is we were looking at with that the masked man on Nancy Guthrie's porch. I've been discussing this all week. It came out. This is the first time that you and me have had a chance to sit down and discuss this. Jen, the floor is yours. What did you see in that video of that man approaching that porch?
I saw a guy that was very familiar with there. He beelined straight to that camera because he knew where it was. And some people say, well, Jen, that's where everybody's camera is. Well, no, my camera is off to the side on a different wall. So everybody has their camera in different spots. He beelined straight to that. So somebody either told him it was there, he cased the location and knew it was there, or he has been there before and was familiar with it. That was the first thing I saw. Secondarily, that pistol that was holstered in that ridiculous holster with no thumb break in the front region, that is somebody who doesn't know how to handle a gun well, and he wanted to be able to easily draw it to scare and manipulate Annie. Nancy. I was so happy to see that wasn't a K-bar knife, right?
Right.
Different discussion.
This murder brought to you by K-bar. Yeah.
Yeah. This was something when you see somebody with a gun go in there, and we never heard about casings or that, you know, anybody was shot. This told me it was used for manipulation, much like in the Delphi case, right? That was the situation. They believe anyway that there was a gun used to manipulate the girls. Back to this case, though, the other thing I saw, he was prepared, but not fully prepared because he had to pull up some scrub brush to obscure his face. He realized, yeah, the hand isn't working because I actually need that hand to remove it. So now what am I going to do? So this is no professional. I would submit this is his first rodeo at abducting an 84-year-old woman or any woman or any person for that matter. So he decides to use a Walmart backpack that's easily identifiable. He has a mask that I think has already been identified. I haven't posted on it. I'm getting ready to. He is stepping with shoes on that sateel tile. They're going to know his exact shoe size. They've already determined his height. He spent way too long on that porch, unconcerned. Tony, this is not a professional, but he has done a great job at evading law enforcement. So I'll give him that.
Go ahead, Tony.
I was going to say, so that all being said, that this is not a professional. You said, I mean, it's maybe his first rodeo. Was this a planned abduction, or is this a B&E gone horribly wrong? He was in that house for like apparently 40 some minutes. If we're to look at the timestamps and everything, is that someone that's like, oh God, what do I do now? Did something go horribly wrong in that house with Nancy Guthrie? Maybe the intent was she'll just sleep through the night and never know anybody broke in. I mean, this doesn't seem like a man that is ready to go steal a person unless something horribly changed in those 40 minutes and he thought, It's better to not have a body than there is having a body being found here.
This is planned, Tony.
You think? Okay. So you're telling me you think this was prepared to go in and it was intended to be an abduction, nothing else.
I do.
Okay.
So, but if this is somebody who this is kind of their first rodeo, not prepared, how are they evading arrest this long?
Well, because that Nest camera was taken, the neighborhood has a light pollution policy. Have any of you guys ever lived in a neighborhood like that?
Haven't lived in one, but have visited one. We've got one in Door County, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I mean, it's lovely at night. You can see the stars. It's beautiful, but it's also not exactly opportune when you're trying to investigate a murder.
Exactly. And I lived in one, and it's insane. I mean, you walk outside and you look up, and it's like Dances with Wolves skyline with all these bright stars. Nobody is allowed to have not even a porch light on.
Yeah.
So now what do we have? What does a camera need to have a picture? It has to have some ambient light. Now, I think this is really promising, though, seeing how well this Nest camera did. Again, there was light, and it did well. We have not seen any footage from that ceiling or from the roof yet. The law enforcement is going to have that because that camera is intact and has its hard drive. So I think they already have that. By the way, this guy didn't take her out piggyback ride. Somebody pulled up or a car is there. There's one photo. I swear, I think I see a car. I also need to post about that. I just have not had time, but I believe there's a car and that license plate readers and other cameras perhaps in that neighborhood are going to grasp that. You know, it's not as easy as Idaho where you've got cameras everywhere, open area. You don't have cactus every, 3 feet. But it's going to be captured. That Circle K got something important as it is. And let's not forget the FBI and law enforcement is constantly seemingly at Annie and Tommaso's house. They're either there picking up mail or they're there conducting evidence searches or they're searching around in their bushes or they're re-canvassing their neighbors. Look, they have not let go of that. And I think that's because they are not satisfied with the alibi provided.
I want to throw this at you about that premise, because I know obviously early on there was some reporting from some outlets that one of them was a prime suspect. It was like day one or two that quite a word being thrown around at somebody. The idea here that immediately, I mean, number one, anybody in that family is going to be somewhat of a suspect initially until they can basically rule them out. So, I mean, that is understandable at the beginning, all these days in. If we are to understand how Nancy Guthrie was operating throughout her life and in these last handful of years, you have the daughter down the road, who's pretty much the caregiver. You know, she's the one, she's close by, so she can check on mom, do this, do that. So a lot of the information that's going to be coming and going about the world of Nancy Guthrie is probably going through Annie. It's probably going through her communication. It's probably going through her email and this and that. So she can help take care of her mom. So it would make a lot of sense that the FBI is looking at all of the details, all the digital evidence, all the digital footprint of everything that the family is involved in. Not necessarily, I mean, to rule out number one, but not necessarily because they truly are going to come down to be the suspect here or a person of interest or anything like that, but because they were the gatekeeper for 80% of Nancy's life in the last handful of years.
I agree with you, Tony. I don't think you can make the leap that just because they're there and conducting all this investigation, that means that they are the suspect necessarily. Mm-hmm. But what it does tell me is that they're not eliminated, which they well said that
nobody
is eliminated. By the way, they did say that Uber driver was eliminated. And I believe Carlos down south is eliminated. And obviously the backpack guy in the alley 5 miles away, he's been eliminated. So there have been some eliminations. What I would like to see in this case is law enforcement come forward like they did in the Idaho 4 case at this time and just say, listen, these guys are eliminated and the rest remain. I think the problem, though, with doing that is when you look then at who remains, it could be problematic. And that's why I don't think they're going to do it.
Let's talk about that other video that came out, the backpack guy video. And we call it the backpack. I mean, I know both of them had a guy with a backpack on. One of the guys had two backpacks. And we're talking about the video where he's by the cars and it looks like he puts a backpack over the side of a rail for a second or a barrier, then takes it and then leaves the scene. Looks like he has a very, very similar jacket and he's wearing a backpack. And from what little we can tell in the video, looks like it could very likely be the same guy. This is like 5 miles away from where the Nancy lived, where the crime took place. The timestamp on that video was 1:53 in the morning. The timestamp from what we understand on the video doorbell video is 2:12. It's about a 19-minute window there, 5 miles away. It's certainly not inconceivable that that person could have gotten there in that window of time. And we don't have an official any official word really at all on this. It's been all just media speculation. FBI hasn't said this is the same person, yes or no. But there has been a lot of speculation. Is it the same guy? Is it not the same guy? What are the odds of somebody wearing pretty damn near close to the same things, lurking around at night within 5 miles of her house, looking fairly similar on the exact same, you know, time window and plane that we're working at here, Jen?
Tony, came in hot on this yesterday.
Yeah.
First saw this film, actually, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, and looked it over. And, you know, my take has never changed.
Yeah.
It's not the guy. It's not related. He's sauntering around with two backpacks on, his shirt's untucked. I don't think this even resembles the guy in my view. You can tell how tall he is. This guy's taller based on the height. When you look at that fence line, he's got two backpacks. He's vaping, hanging out before he's going to commit the biggest crime of his life. No way. This guy has nothing to do with it. It's an absolute another red herring. And we're going to see more because yeah. Now the guy has asked for a lot more camera footage. And listen, there's rough areas of Tucson. This was 5 miles away. That's actually not close at all, in my opinion. This wasn't okay. A neighborhood. This isn't him. No. And the timing is off. The Nest camera was removed at 1:47. Mm-hmm. That other timestamp that you're talking about, it says they said there was a body, but it could have been an animal scene. That could have been from a different camera, you know, the one on the rooftop. They were very vague about that other one. The timing doesn't work. So basically, it's a complete rabbit hole and junk.
And nothing to see here.
Just more noise.
And that's the problem. There is so much noise in this case. And behind the scenes, I think we all want to hope and pray that they have far more than what they're releasing. In the Koberger case, because that's all we can do is look back at other cases. What is being said versus what's actually going on? In that case, you had Chief Fry flat out saying to the media that, you know, we have no persons of interest at this time. We're asking for your help. Send us this, send us that. Meanwhile, in the background, they're following Koberger to Pennsylvania. So, and they already had his name because they had the DNA a profile from the knife sheath while they're publicly releasing that sort of messaging. What in your experience, what is your gut telling you right now, Jen, of what is actually going on behind the scenes in this case versus what they're publicly stating?
Oh my gosh, look, there is so much going on behind the scenes. Remember, they have all this information from searches. Look at the cameras that we've just talked about here, and there's so much more that they're going to be looking at, the license plate readers, other businesses that would have captured vehicles. They have so much to go over. By the way, I also, and nobody's really talking about this, I know I've talked about it early on, and I'm going to say it again. These people would have all been polygraphed and buccal swabbed. When I say these people, you know, the pool guy, the lawn guy, the housekeeper, Annie, Tommaso, the whole family,
yeah.
Everybody has, that's happened. Gosh, I want to see those results. But we're not going to see them, but there's so much going on from that aspect as well. So that's what they're doing. As far as their messaging, listen, the messages we hear, for instance, from the sheriff, the people doing the work are probably three or four levels below him. He's got his chief and this person and this person, unless they put up the case agents and the detectives assigned, you never really know. And that's why he sounds like he has no idea what's going on, because he doesn't. His briefings haven't been good enough, and he's not a professional speaker, just like what happened with Fry. Remember what Fry did? They ended up getting $1 million grant, and they hired a company to do their messaging. It was too late, but at least they thought to do it. And that's why you see, and I always say this, that's why the Bureau doesn't talk or talk limitedly, because you can just only stick your foot in your mouth. It's best to be quiet and go about getting these cases done. And you said it early on, Tony, there's a life on the line here. This isn't like you're solving a case, you're solving it. More importantly, you were trying to find a human. So
he was alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why, I mean, all of this, it's like, okay, because we talk about cases of how do we get there? How do we get this solved? And it'll take time. We don't have time. So, like, anything and everything right now that can be executed to use needs to be executed to use. It can't be, we can't have that gray area right now. We have to go absolute as far as we can with all the resources that we have. And ego needs to get out of this equation. Unfortunately, it seems like there's been a lot of that mixed in so far.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps, head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.